You're listening to the Motor Mouths.
Hello, boys.
You guys got your celebrity on. You don't want to hang with us. It's okay.
Don't Stop sliding across my hood.
Ray?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Are you keeping it between the ditches there, son?
Motor Mouth.
I listen to those guys. You know, I look forward to it every Thursday and Sunday.
Hey there. I was calling to speak to Ray.
Motor Mouth.
You don't have to be Italian to join.
Just listen. Even if you hate cars, and if you hate Chris and Ray, which people do.
I got a car question.
Our trained staff of two will help.
A friend of mine has a... You listening?
No.
Why don't we call those guys at Loudermouth and break their chops?
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
All right, Chris, before Ray's head explodes.
It's always fun to abuse the callers.
The people that own Porsches don't listen to this program.
This is also the remote correspondent for Motormouth Radio.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
And I was just calling to see if you could give me a little advice.
I got my Motormouth t-shirt here. Yeah, it looks really good.
No problem. Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Chris. You guys be cool.
Motormouth!
Nobody listens to the show anyway, so what's the difference?
And Motormouth Radio will be there as well.
I hate cars. I hate people with cars. I'm going home on a horse.
You're going to have some sacrifice somewhere if you want to make a repair.
Sacrifice was coming and doing this show today.
Yeah, it is a sacrifice in a show, right? There you go.
Every week.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Word of Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Word of Mouth.
This is Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. And now, here are your Motormouths, Chris Switzer and Ray Guarino.
Alrighty, trying to be socially acceptable on social media without being social misfits. It's part of being Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. Right here on Long Island, I'm Chris Switzer. And of course, here's a man who knows how to start a new year off with a bang, but also with a crash, a boom, and eventually a thud. You know him from behind the shop bench as Ray Guarino. How are you, my brother?
Didn't I hear that already today?
You certainly did, shut up.
Oh. All right, sorry. I thought I was dreaming. No. Hey, I'm just happy I have a microphone that works, all right? I finally got one.
And of course, here he is.
Make the introduction.
Making this show 521 or 522. 2% better. It all depends on how long he's going to be here without realizing, holy crap, I'm in this mess. We call him Obi-Don Kenobi. You call him the man in the clouds. I call him Uncle Ivunge. And we're glad to see that he is now a fixture in this fine, upstanding radio program. Joe D. from Standard Motor Products. How are you, Almighty?
Thanks, guys. The only thing is that whole fixture thing, that bolt really hurts.
Hey.
Can we please go get a ratchet and take
that
out?
It used to be an auger. We decided to make it lighter. I had an auger when I started. Gee, back in my day, let me tell you how it was.
Where's that new skin? Where's the mercurochrome? Jeez.
Oh, jeez, mercurochrome.
Give me the iodine.
His auger was made out of wood. So how was the new year, my brother Joe? What's going on?
I'm still trying to remember what is the last digit I'm supposed to write when I do dates.
Right.
You know,
five turns into a six.
Other than that, it all runs together.
Very true.
Next thing I know, I'm still planted in front of, like, computer screens and reading stuff.
And this is an auspicious occasion today.
It really is.
You know, Joe brought the cannolis to prove it Salerno, right?
That's it.
To celebrate a grand occasion.
Tell us. What is it, Joe?
It's our anniversary.
That's which right. one?
14? 15?
The last
14,
one.
17. Yeah. 32. Hike!
Take this year 14. Minus two.
It's
right.
It's 14.
14 it years.
14 years wow. of Motormouth Radio, this fine upstanding. And I would have never in a million years thought that they would have kept us here that long. I figured we were going to get escorted out.
I was hoping to get ridden out.
I think that chair in front of the door has something to do with it.
I was hoping, and I still am hoping to get ridden out on a rail one day.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I want the old front engine digger style. That's
we got to get the alcohol.
I want some nostalgia.
Can you imagine if the powers that be in this fine upstanding radio station came in and went, you know what, you guys have been replaced by a...
obscure pet show.
Right, or some sort of soap opera.
So I'd call that show and talk about pets. What am I above that?
We'd all run out of here screaming.
We'd be like...
How I want to tell you, you know, I should have done this the other day, and I didn't have the printout with me, but I'll give you the quick recap. Just from 2 years, from last year, from 2014 to 2015, I tracked the callers and the new callers and the guests. And in 2014, we had 21 new callers, which was pretty good. Mm-hmm. But in 15, we had 32.
Wow.
So we upped it. Mm. We had...
So we can you can up yours.
I could, and you could up yours, too.
That's good.
We had 100 guests in 2014. No, not 100 guests.
100 guests
in 2014.
How many in 2015?
80. So we trimmed it down a little. But phone callers. In 2014, we had 314, and last year we had 407.
Madonna.
So, as everything, everything kind of stays around, like the same thing with little upticks here and there. We don't usually spike wildly.
When are we going to start tracking the mob with the torches and the pitchforks outside?
We try to avoid that because obvious reasons.
Well, yeah, because if they use all the oxygen and acetylene, we'll have nothing to work with the torches.
We have nothing to weld with that.
Shall we go to the phones?
Okay.
Oh, by all means.
Let's stretch the wrinkle out of Joe's brain and answer the phone and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
This is a new caller on the Automotive Pet Show.
It's the Dog and Pony Show, yes.
Oh, I know all about that. I've been to Mexico.
Wow. First caller of the new year.
Robert, how are you, sir?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to all. I had a question in reference. I've been trying to figure it out. Why does a diesel option cost $3,500 more across the line? Across the line. Mercedes, the new Chevy engine in the Colorado. Obviously, the larger trucks, the Duramax is $7,500 more. Ford engine.
Lots of
seven grand more. How could if you're already figuring in the price of the block for the vehicle, why is it cost $7,000 more?
TDI?
$7,000 more to fabricate a diesel engine? It can't. How could it possibly?
Everything on a diesel is exponentially more expensive than a gas motor. Everything is just more beef. Everything is just that much more complex. Uh-huh. I mean, let's put it this way. An injector, just to do it, go at it from the repair end of things.
Okay.
Yeah, your typical fuel injector for your typical gasoline engine, $100. You know what I mean? Round figures.
Okay.
It's more for your typical power stroke diesel. It's like $600.
Is that okay. A compression issue? Is it because of the compression of the diesel?
Well,
is
it's
that,
also part of the technology too.
Uh-huh.
Also, remember that especially in the United States, the emissions clampdown that they have.
Right.
All right. Volkswagen. basically, they have to add so much more tech. I mean, they got that you know. Wee tank in the back there for the
right.
The exhaust the fluid.
That's it.
Muffler fluid.
You mean the rear bladder, right?
There really is muffler fluid now.
There's muffler fluid. Yes.
The free housebreaking wee tank.
That's it. The housebreaking wee tank. There you go. But yeah, Rob, there is a whole bunch of technology. The block. The basic reciprocating assembly. I mean, a lot of that stuff is just on an order much higher than your typical gasoline engine.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, everyone doesn't mind paying a premium to a certain extent. We got that end.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it costs to play, to get the item you want.
Well, we know about it, what it costs to play.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. But why, you know, it seems that it appears to be, and I understand it's a profit margin. I get it. It just seems to be always high for the diesel engine. Always.
Are you considering getting one in your next truck, Rob?
Well, you know, I've been reading about the Colorado and the Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't see in the foreseeable
future.
In the near future.
Foreseeable
the Suburban 2500 coming out. Mm. I don't see it. Nope. Anything I read, I don't see it. And I don't want to get a Suburban 1500.
Yeah, so, I mean, you make use of the extra pulling power in the
I use it as a homeowner. I use it as a homeowner. I'm not a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
I use the truck as a homeowner.
So you're living in the truck then?
I load it up. I use stuff. I've done stuff. I finished two homes with it.
It's not a garage queen, is what you're telling
me. No, it's actually up and out. You know.
Gotcha.
And Maryland or Vermont. I can load up everything I need to load. I wish it had a cab, a third row cabin, say some of these vehicles, but mm-hmm. the new Chevy product appears to be a strong contender, and everyone I've asked, they really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a nice truck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the car companies are pretty much, they're not just like farm implements anymore. They really are civilized vehicles.
I don't think you can find a truck that and make it into a farm implement, because you can't find a truck, or it's getting harder and harder to find a pickup truck that has crank windows, that has a bench seat, that has a stick.
Yeah. There's no more international harvesters.
Right.
No, they don't make it.
We're out 100s.
They'll come with the power window and power door lock, which is not an issue for me, but I need a locking rear. I would like that. I'd like a tow package.
Right.
I'd like the, an option for a high output cooling and maybe an alternator.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. I don't need a whole lot.
Right.
Well, yeah, because you're not really going at it from a full time.
Right. I'm not
tow truck.
Boats.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And
exactly.
I'm not pulling hay, but I do load it. And if I load it, it's nice to have the locking rear. It's nice to come out of the snow. It's nice to have it, extra cranking power on the high output battery options. You know. Anyway, enough of my nonsense. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Bye bye. 516-572-7440 is the phone number to get a hold of us right here at Motor Mouth Radio. Joe D sitting in. He's getting his seat all nice and comfy.
Yes.
Because he's going to be
nice and warm. Got to get that bolt out of here. Come on, where's that ratchet?
Going to be here a while. That's what he's going to be doing.
Though, let's face it, trucks now are. They're not just out there in the workforce anymore. There's plenty of them in the driveway.
A lot of people driving for everyday vehicles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. Very, very true.
Soccer moms. You never know who you're going to see behind the wheel on one of them things.
But I tell you, if there's a segment in the automobile industry that has been truly neglected, it has been the base truck. Why is it that everybody wants... Yeah. Like, okay, a company offers a base something, and then everybody wants to goon it up. They want to put the vinyl top on it. They want to put all the creature comforts into it. They want to make it bigger. They want to make it fatter. They want it. Why is it? Why can't they leave well enough alone, put out a truck, and have it run that segment? And
no.
But face it, Chris, you haven't found the truck with spokes yet, have you?
No.
No.
You're still looking for spokes in the wide whites, right?
I'm telling you,
right.
It's just like with cars and with motorcycles. That baseline moved up, and it's very hard. You can find a baseline car faster, but even with motorcycles, it's kind of hard to find that stripper, the bear bike, what they used to call it. Everything is tarted up.
And it's pretty comical because if you ever read any of the, like, Car and Driver, Motor Trend, any of those car test books, you read about when they do comparisons on the small base models. They'll always talk about, oh, this doesn't work right, or the engine sounds too loud, or it's too slow, or whatever. But they never mention the price is like $9,900 for this Toyota Yaris or the Mitsu Spec or whatever it is, the Hyundai Slug. Whatever car it is, they never mention how much it costs. Like, they don't hold it in some sort of relevance. And I find it's like a little strange.
That's because they're not paying for it.
Yeah, you're not talking about
truth
and
advertising.
The kids don't have teeth. You know what I mean?
Chris wants truth and advertising.
That's right. Joe D in the studio, stretching the wrinkles out of his brain for you at 516-572-7440. There's the phone number.
What you guys can't have.
Yeah, cannoli. Whitestone cannolis.
That's right. Ray's eating a cannoli right on the air here. Yeah.
Watch.
Oh, you can watch them on VaughnLive.tv/MotorMouthRadio. And the Motor Mouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour gang, laid back drivers. That's right. Is that the third time that truck cut you off and you don't care? Well, if that's the case, you have a New Year's resolution going on. You're part of the Motor Mouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour.
That's Quaalude drivers.
Keep it where you got it. A lot more of this Motor Mouth Radio mess coming your way.
The Motor Mouths will be right back with your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440.
WHPC 90.3, the radio voice of Nassau Community College, is looking for individuals, businesses, charities, or organizations in our local and global community that would like to donate to support our radio station. Whether you listen locally or online, here is how it works. Go to our webpage at ncc.edu/WHPC and click Donate Now. Or if you prefer, you can send a check to WHPC Radio, 1 Education Drive, Garden City, New York, 11530. Make check payable to the NCC Foundation.
In the memo of your check, write WHPC Donate Now. Any contributions will help defray our operating costs, and it's tax deductible. This message was brought to you by the radio voice of Nassau Community College, streaming online at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Your car not running right? Let the Motor Mouths help you out at 516-572-7440.
That's right. We're bad. We're back. After 14 years, we should be back. This is Motor Mouth Radio, 516-572-7440. Ray Guarino behind the shop bench. Joe D trying to push him out.
On the other side of the shop bench.
He is on the other side of the shop bench. He's making himself at home back there. He's got all his test equipment set up and everything. I'm Chris Switzer.
I'm sitting on the rag can. Yeah.
The rag can,
yeah. You know like that cute little triangular thing with the flip-ups so you know, where the plates don't go on fire? That's me. That's the rag can.
Well, I use an old Anko soap thing for my oil change bucket. So we always repurpose our shop equipment.
Recycle.
I use the top of a cinder block
for an oil change receptacle.
No, all the rags on top of that.
Oh,
that's all. Just throw the rags on top of that. Should I get the phone?
Yeah, okay. Let's get the phone.
Let's try this. Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Well, it's about time you picked up the phone. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's the Bronc. Happy New Year. How are you, Bubba?
I'm doing a good. How's everybody out there? You having a fun year for the new year?
What, did you just come back from Brooklyn?
Yeah, to Palermo.
What a happy
open that room guys, and always have a good time, you know, just hanging out. I just miss hanging out in the studio. A lot of years of a lot of good time. So I was just thinking about that.
Well, thank you.
And
you know, it's Bronc.
At the museum last night.
Bronc. It's been 14 years.
I know. I was trying to figure out when I got started on the show. I think it was, what, 2000?
No.
99, 2000?
No. The show started... take off your shoes. We're going to figure this out. The show started in 2002. Okay?
You had somebody on before 2002.
Yes. Yeah, about 5 months in, and then you chimed in October.
Oh, okay. It was 2002.
Yes.
Yes. So I was trying to figure it out when it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So, and then you wrote me in, and you still got me doing this. It must be my penance. I must have been an evil child in my past life to keep doing this.
And an evil adult too.
That's true. That is very true. Yeah, I got a new idea, which I'm going to send on Bronc's Pick for the website.
Okay.
I'm going to take a bunch of photographs of different monikers going back to different car manufacturers rather than the Chevy, Ford, Dodge. Even Dodge has an interesting one going back to the turn of the century.
Right.
And I'm going to send them as a question. You know, can you identify this?
Okay.
And then at the end of the picture run, I'll give you the answers. And see how many of these logos and these grills, and that's part of it, too, is that the grill work back then in the teens, the early 19th century, the early 20s, absolutely spectacular.
I believe
it. So that's going to be looking forward to on Bronc's Pick. So it would be a good idea. Check it out and see how many of these you can recognize or just appreciate the aesthetics and the sculpturing and the designs that went into these different formats.
I think if we added our ages, we might have a shot at picking out some of those. Well, then again, Chris could probably do it.
Well, let's put it this way. The one you mentioned, the Dodge, it's pretty unique, and I know which one you're talking
about. I've seen it, and I recognize when you say that it's unique, although I couldn't tell you what it looks like.
I'll give you a clue. That's about it.
I'll give you a clue, and this you're not going to understand. The early Dodges?
Mm-hmm.
On the logo, they used the Star of David.
That's why I went
All right, so I'll put that up there anyway, see if you can figure it out.
Sounds good.
The idea was, right, and there's a lot of history to each one of these, why they designed what they designed and what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So once you see these, it's a great way to do some research. You know, just jump on YouTube. And also this website, ASK.com.
Right.
Right, so you can do even more research because it gives you a lot of information on going way back.
Mm-hmm. I think Bronc found out using Alta Vista as a search engine.
Probably Netscape.
on a couple of the models, they use what we call nowadays the Nazi swastika, which actually wasn't incorporated to Germany, actually started in Austria, that the Germans use. But the history of it.
Yeah,
right.
It does
nothing
have a
to do with the Nazis.
Right, it does have a better history before the Nazis did use it as their own. Yes, it did.
Right, and just an idea, they found, quote, the swastika, for lack of a better term, because nobody has an actual name for it, going back to the pyramids. They found the etchings on the wall.
Yeah.
No, going back to the early pyramids. And they also found it is that the American Indians in the 50s and 60s incorporated into a lot of their weavings in their blankets.
The 1850s and 60s? The 1750s and 60s?
No, 1950s.
Okay.
Going back that late, especially the Navajos, they use that on a lot of it. And what it means is the literal translation is peace, which
okay.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that.
Right, so, you know, when you look at it. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun looking at these photos. I'm going to go on Tuesday and photograph this. So, Ray, I'll probably get them out to you by Thursday or Friday. And I think you'll have some fun with these things.
Sounds good.
Looking forward to it.
Already,
right. It should be a good time. See how many.
Sounds
good. Send a bunch,
sure.
And then you pick and choose which ones you want to put online. All right? And then hopefully have some fun with this.
Sounds
else.
Good. Thank you,
sounds
my brother.
Good?
Always
well,
a pleasure.
I'm going to go. I got to go play with a Chinese scooter, a magical scooter that dropped on the ground, and the particular kid has no idea how it happened. I didn't do it.
It sounds like
I
one of those Pep Boys
like
purchases.
Mm. I found it like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Very good. Right.
Well, good luck with it, and I hope you're able to dope it out.
Oh, it's just another piece of Chinese crap. What are you going to do? You know, keep me busy for an hour.
Let's see, who else can we offend today?
By the way, Glenn Miller played.
That was good. I didn't offend anybody. That was being
real nice.
Songs
of the Parade!
Okay. And on that note,
guys like us, we had it, man.
Those were the days!
Did you see what you
see
started?
See what you started now.
We'll talk to you
idea.
Soon, bud.
You can't laugh. What good is it, especially at someone else's expense?
Right? Yeah,
right,
exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Right.
Listen, guys, Joe, hey, Chris, have a great New Year. The best, safe, and healthy to all you guys and your families, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, my brother.
Right.
You too as well.
Off,
we'll speak to you
take
later.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
516-572-7440. That Edith was pretty good.
I guess it is official. If I sing with the co-host, then it's got to be the real thing. Chris and I used to sing the Imus song all the time, the
right,
Plastic
right.
Jesus.
I was hoping somebody would come up with Stifle.
Yeah, well... I was trying to think, should I try and hit that high note? And the next day, it's like,
no.
It was like,
I was thinking about it.
No, we're stopping right here.
You need professional underwear for that.
No, not with this bolt still here.
Or maybe with the bolt still there.
We tighten it up a little.
516-572-7440.
You bought the talk stick, didn't you?
It's the phone number. Oh, yeah. I see how this is going to work.
No, we're going to take a break.
You're the one that's holding the impact gun. What are you worried about?
Right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give you the 2015 Motormouth Radio Notable Moments Review.
Wow.
We do this every year. It's become a staple.
Okay, well, as soon as we're waiting for the music to light up here.
You get that band back to work.
Yeah,
I think they're taking five.
It went deep
with Dave Brubeck.
You're a reference show.
There you go.
I said, what the hell with the pets? We got a reference show.
516-572-7440 is the phone number. You can hear us on Performance Motorsports Network. You can also check us out, you know where, iHeartRadio. That's right. We're proud of it. You probably don't really care, but we're proud of it anyway. This is Motormouth Radio.
I haven't sorted it up yet. Okay.
Motormouth Radio. We're coming back at you, I swear.
Your car not running right? Let the Motormouths help you out at 516-572-7440.
Whether you're a hot rod or a Camaro chick, the Motormouths will always do the trick. Motormouth Radio, baby.
Break out the mood rings and slip on the platform shoes. It's the Super 70s, the decade that brought us Elton John, Donnie Marie, and Fonzie are back on WHPC. Join me, Ron Stevens, as we count down the top 20 hits of a featured week and hear lots of bonus hits from that memorable decade. So listen to the Super 70s on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College.
The Super 70s, Tuesday at 12 a.m. and Saturday at 7 a.m., on 90.3 WHPC.
Your car not running right? Let the Motormouths help you out at 516-572-7440.
Ha! We're back! It's not an obscure pet show. This is Motormouth Radio, the 1 hour automotive
show. Chair's holding good.
Right here,
not a problem. They're knocking at the window, though.
All right, it's okay. Joe D is in the studio, stretching the wrinkles out of his brain. Call him, 516-572-7440. I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, let's fix something. Come on.
He's not doing this with a computer terminal in front of him. It's all coming out of his noodle, believe me. 516-572-7440.
He's thinking more spooky, though.
Ray Guarino behind the shop bench. I'm Chris Switzer, just manning the boards and trying to give everybody the big intro. So, yes.
All right, so the 2015 Motormouth Radio Memorable Moments Review. Right. On January 29th last year, I'm not going to hit them all. I'm just going to hit the highlights. Vaughn TV feed that's on right now, Vaughn TV, was watched by Dina and Drew Parisi, the first people to actually watch it.
Holy smokes.
And then on February 1st, Cliff watched it and sent us a still picture.
Right. And told us that we sucked.
Right. And, of course, February 5th, we had a Name Raised T-shirt event on Vaughn, and that's the, with a prize, which went to Steve from Plainview. Mm. I don't even remember what he won. Probably the T-shirt.
Accolades from his peers.
Yes. February 12th, Scotty Gosson. Oh, Scotty, when you do that, I say, huh, because I think you wanted to say something. Scotty Gosson on the 12th from Medford, Oregon, was the first interviewee to watch the live video feed. He did it kind of as we talked to him, right? Remember, see, these things...
So we watched the puzzled looks on our faces.
Yeah. Yes! Wow. March 1st. Oh, it was a great, great beginning of March. The power went out for 20 minutes as we were doing the show. And we recovered. Slowly.
And boy, were our vocal cords tied. We were yelling from the roof.
Slowly and badly, if I do may say so myself.
Then we had a snow out day. We had a new promo debut. What was that? I don't remember what they are anymore. That's a, that,
right. They just keep changing now.
Then in April, let's see. We did an interview with a guy down in Florida who does a internet car show. We had him on our show.
Right.
Robert. Robert, April 23rd, I used an Eric Estrada audio clip to open a show and piss off Chris. And it worked. That made the notable list because that was worth it.
I'm still pissed off.
The 26th, we had Christian in here.
Right.
And you fumbled with the Dick Dale album. I got the picture of you doing it. Trying to get we played the Dick Dale album to get the intro for Christian.
That's right.
And it was my 950th show.
950.
I got to count because it's over 1,000 now. Anyway, on April 30th, that's a lot, I know. Mm. Chris, do you remember April 30th? You lost power in your garage and you almost didn't notice it was out. Because there was a one light bulb and he thought, well, did the filament burn or is the power out? I don't know.
Yes. Yeah,
so which started an archaeological dig in Brooklyn that lasted for months.
You're right. It did. There's still a hole in the ground.
It's supposed to fill those holes.
There's still a hole in the ground.
May 14th, the Impossible Question of the Day debuted with good feedback.
Ah.
And we still do those occasionally.
We still don't have an answer to that first question.
I know. We go to July. We usually slow down a little. We don't have as many memorable moments in the warmer months for some reason. But on July 26th, you went for your first GTO thrill ride.
Yes, I did.
And we weren't at Action Park.
And there's video on Motormouth Radio to prove it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, in September, we all attended the Malba show with Billy G and had a good time. And that was the most auspicious moments of 2015.
Very good. Very good. A well-planned outlet.
Action-packed year.
Yes, yeah. A well-planned out year.
Well, we didn't... I don't know about you, but I didn't plan any of that. It just kind of happened.
You know, there's sometimes you think that you do a show for 14 years and you have 14 years worth of what knowledge and experience. But I think in this show, I think it was 1 year that we've just done 14 times.
I would respectfully disagree with that because I think the show does continually change.
Oh, yeah, it changes.
It does.
Sometimes it really draws flies. It decomposes.
I mean, we still keep up with our, with our own house projects, our own, in our own world. But, mm-hmm. I mean, look at the technological wonderments that we've added to the show here.
Yes.
I mean,
It's like hold the envelope next to my head. It's no big. You can see it on Vaughn Live TV. No, you can't because I'm hiding.
Right. Well, let's get you a taller chair.
Let's test the wrinkles and say hi. You're on with the Motormouths.
Chris, Ray, Joe D, Billy G.
Hey, Bill.
Billy Velvet. How are you, Almighty?
I'm all right. How's everything?
Very well. Did you have a safe and sane New Year?
I did. It was nice, yes.
Good. Very good. Nice. Glad to hear it. That's very good to hear.
All right.
So what's up?
I got a question.
Yes.
I have the Nova.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to replace both bumpers. So I'm thinking there's Classic Industries, and then there's the second company, the Goodmark company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is the quality of the Goodmark bumpers? I see they're recognized by the Chevelle people.
Right.
But my main thing is the gauge correct?
Well, what do you mean by the gauge,
Bill? The gauge, the thickness of the bumper.
Oh, the metal itself.
Yeah, I know there's bumper boys, and I hear there's a lot of negative stuff regarding bumper boy bumpers.
You know, I'll tell you this. There's a place, I think they're in PA, called Paul's Chroming, and a lot of people really rave about this guy's stuff.
I was going to ask, Bill, why don't you take the bumpers off the car and have them re-chromed instead of going for replacement bumpers?
Yeah, but you know what? I by the time I take them off and I ship and then there's a kink in the
front. Come to the house and
minor kink in the front that
Bill,
you got to really
Bill,
know
Bill,
that. That
Bill,
I just figured I'd take them off. I have them. I put a
Bill,
set
listen.
Of bumpers on. I'm not. It's a quick turnaround. It's a.
Bill, we come to your house one afternoon. We bring the tools. We have those bumpers off in about 3.2 minutes. We box them up. We tape them. We ship them out. You get them back in 3-4 days. We come back over the next weekend.
Yeah,
we put them back
nothing.
On. Well, done. All done. It's a done deal.
I'm between a rock and a hard place on it. That's why I figured I'd just ask
Well, here's the reason why I would say it's probably better to re-chrome your bumpers. Because knowing your, eagle eye and your attention to detail... The second you
all due respect, you are scary.
The second you see an aftermarket bumper show up, you're going to unwrap it, you're going to hang it on the car, you're going to stand back, and you're going to go,
I see a slight rainbow effect.
Yeah, I see a little ripple there.
Well, Chris is saying...
That's why I'm asking about the good mark stuff. Mm. There was a show on a few years ago, the big gentleman that was like the National Chevelle guy.
That's Rob Hansen. Is it Rob? I know his name is Hansen.
Was his, he wore that hairpiece?
He's the president of the Chevelle International Chevelle Club, yes.
And he's also a client.
Yeah,
I mean, not taking anything away from him, but I know they used to advertise the good mark stuff. So if they were, if the National Chevelle guys are used saying it's good.
Maybe they just got a good discount. Because I know this, if I had a 69 Nova, I'd be happy to put your bumpers on my car. I mean, I know that without even...
The ones you're taking off.
Yeah, but let me just...
I'm trying to go crazy with this one.
So,
this is the one,
Bill, would you be buying replacement bumpers, or do you have to give them the cores? Because if you can get new bumpers and still have yours, then you can do the comparison and decide...
That's what I'm going to do. That's the plan.
If you want to send them back or not.
Good mark. They prorate them. If you buy the one bump, it's one price. If you buy the second bump, it's a second price. But if you buy them as a set, it's prorated. I think it's three and change out the door.
Okay.
Shit. Then I got a set of, I got my bump is that if I decide to, but then you start accumulating parts and...
Oh, no. Well, we don't know anything about that.
I'm basically putting headers on the car, I think, because then I'm accumulating exhaust.
We need CPR. Joe just choked.
In the shed and...
Yeah.
Like you, Ray. You know the drill.
No.
Ray needs another house.
No.
Yeah, I know. We're getting older now. We don't have to do that anymore. We shouldn't have to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why we have kids.
Yeah, so they can throw it all out.
I said, they're going to fill the dumpster when I'm gone.
Well, that's it. Unfortunately, that's what...
And the engine blocks and heads in the basement are going to be a real chore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, let's face it, that's archaeology.
I don't want to be the executive of your estate. Jeez.
I'm trying to remember too. I think at one time Goodmark was licensed from
GM.
From GM.
Yeah,
so
I do believe so.
They had their imprimatur on it then.
Right,
they
right.
Were the,
I'd say that's probably one of the better choices. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bill, what about getting in touch with the Long Island Chevelle Club guys? I can see if I can get you a contact and we can see what they say firsthand.
Yeah, it's that's a good idea.
Okay. Do a little homework for you.
You know. I mean, it's not a necessity. Like I said, you really got to be on top of the car to see the imperfection. But, you know, when you know they're there, you got to remember, I'm the guy years ago that you're putting motor mounts on you. When I did my other Corvette, I'm actually painting around the freeze-out plugs by cutting a piece of index card to my brand-new freeze-out plugs.
Right.
And my buddy Kenny said, Billy, he said, what are you kidding me? I said, Kenny, I know that the freeze-up plugs are there and they're brass underneath the motor mounts.
You know, the funny thing is, Billy talks about guys being on top of the car. When I see guys' cars like that, I get under them to look.
Yeah.
I go the other way.
And there's a little bit of that detail when you look and you say, oh, wow, the brass freeze-up plugs are still exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
So
there's a lot of people, as long as it was holding water, they'd be fine. But, yeah, you take it to the next level. That's the kind of cars we need, though, for reference for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I ever have one.
Listen, this Nova is not a benchmark car. It's just a car that if it's out and it rains and you know it gets stuck in the rain, it's okay.
I say that now.
You know, like, I was just going to say, I find that a little hard to believe.
I say that now. Meanwhile, I'll be underneath an underpants. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
That's right. We'll give you a pass.
I don't want to lie in 2016.
You, come on. You can't fool us.
That's a light fib. I'm fibbing. I'm sorry. I didn't want to do that. All right.
All right. We're going to check
in. All right, guys.
All right, Bill.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you.
You got it. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Billy Velvet. You can catch him at the Malibu Show every September.
Yes. There. Doing the anti-rain dance.
That is true, because he has low friends in high places. I thought we did. No, he does.
You ever noticed that on that show, it never rains?
Which show?
The Malibu Show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It never rains. Or even if it does rain, it waits till the very, very end.
With all the altar boys, they had to get a special dispensation from God.
Joe D, Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. This is Motormouth Radio, you lucky dogs.
We'll be back with answers to your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440. Oh, I should have said the Motormouth thing.
WHPC Garden City, New York, the voice of Nassau Community College.
Join WHPC's daily news wrap-up, weekdays at 4:30 p.m., bringing you a complete report of the day's news, home and abroad, as well as sports, weather, and many other informative features.
We're Long Island's FM alternative.
Have a question about your car or someone else's car? Then give the Motormouths a call. 516-572-7440.
Back at you with a vengeance. 516-572-7440. Joe D in the studio, stretching the wrinkles out of his brain for that one phone call that's going to stump him. You don't know what it is.
Hasn't happened yet.
Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. Just keeping that stream of consciousness going on right here at 516-572-7440.
Don't say stream too much. You know, I know. Another 20-something minutes before I...
Didn't say burning stream.
You know, Chris, I had an epiphany of a new viewpoint this morning.
Speaking of burning stream, yes.
I happened to be, as Chris was, on the road before sunup today.
Ah.
Yes.
And I, straight up the parkway with cruise control on a moderate speed, 65, I saw things that I've never seen in quite a long time.
The inside of your eyelids.
The drivers that I encountered on my trip this morning, I just want to tell you about quickly.
Sure.
The weirdos you see on the highway before 7 a.m.,
oh yeah, they're all out there.
I'm 65, middle lane. There's no rat, and all of a sudden, this kid in a Subaru, I guess a kid, a young guy, I'm assuming, wham, comes up straight, goes around me, right behind that, wham, an Infiniti. The boy races from the night before is still out.
Right.
They woke up from the ecstasy wore off, and now they're on to the meth. I don't know. So those guys I figured, okay, I'll pass the fiery wreck later and just motor on by at 65. Then a guy, this SUV is coming up like on my tail. I'm thinking, oh, don't give me a repeat of last week with the tailgating. There's nobody around me. Both lanes are wide open. Just, my lights are on.
Yeah.
And he comes up kind of close to me and then comes around the left side. And I had a look to see. I couldn't see the driver, but the passenger was holding a tall neck, a bud. I'm like, it's almost 7 a.m. Come on, guys. The party should end sometime.
Yeah, so you're either really late or really early. Either way, stop.
This coming from a man that probably mastered the art a short time ago.
It was a long time ago.
All right, a long time ago.
And then there were those bleary-eyed, slow-moving, laconic guys going to do a radio show that didn't want to get out of anybody's way. You see everything on the highway in the morning, Joe. Let me tell you, it's ridiculous.
At that point, I know I'm out of the house during the week, you know, at like 5:30, quarter to 6.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
It's definitely a different gang of people because everybody is steely-eyed. Get ready to go to work. God forbid you go a little too slow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just stay out of their way. Go to the right. Let them go flying by, especially trucks.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it when you see, like, the Tahoes and the Escalades, whatever, the one person in them. at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's like, why? Why do you need all this truck? You should have a load. You should have like an entire soccer team in there or something.
Right. Or the Camry. Driving right. Something a little more.
There is something, especially on the Bell Parkway, probably where you guys are as well. Usually it's before 7 a.m. There's a take no prisoners sort of driving style out on the belt where you just lock bumper to bumper doing 65 miles an hour. Everybody's in on it. They all know the drill.
Drafting.
They're all locked in and they're going. And if you're the new guy in town, like you say, Joe, you're getting on the road, people are swinging around you and there's fingers and hand gestures and all kinds of stuff because they're wailing.
Watch gesticulation, yes.
There's one-ended communication going on because you don't know what the heck is happening. And that's what happens. After a while, you got to get up enough speed in the engine room and get behind the guy in front of you and lock on his bumper and you do 60 miles an hour because there's some clown shoes on the back on your bumper doing 60 miles an hour. They kind of like take you along.
The belt is like, 65 is flying. And now the LIE, at least, it's like 75, you're crawling. Guys are passing you at 80, 85. Yeah. So I hear. I mean, McKillowatt Kevin drives out east every day early, so he tells me those stories. But, when I worked at Levitt over by Little Neck there,
mm-hmm.
I was a young buck. I was a young guy, and I was actually driving my Pontiac. So I was, strafing, tailgating, doing all the stuff we did, drinking, you name it.
Same car.
On the way to, it was my daily driver. And I happened to, I guess I passed one of the draftsmen one day, and I didn't realize it on the highway. Because I'm doing my work, and he comes over. I remember I can picture him. He had his coffee cup, kind of looked like Dennis the Menace's father with blonde hair.
Right.
Comes over and says, hey. He goes, how's it going? I'm like, going fine. He says, how was your trip in today? I'm like, tripping was fine. Why? He goes, you kind of passed me on the highway. I'm like, oh, I did. He goes, I would have waved, but you were going so fast. And then he says, I said, so? And he says, let me tell you something, son. And now at the time, he had to be all of like, 48, maybe he was 50. I don't know. I couldn't have been that old. I don't even know.
That old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I was 20-something. Uh-huh. And he says, when I was a young buck like you, I used to drive like a fighter pilot too. I was in the Mustang P-38. He goes, as you get older, you become a bomber pilot. You just get in formation and you lock in and you cruise. He says, you haven't gotten there yet, have you? He goes, I hope you make it. I hope you make it, Ace. I'm like, thanks. Wow. I really haven't watched too many World War II movies at the time, but later on in life, it made a lot of sense.
Yeah, and then...
And now I think, as I'm driving, I'm like, I'm a bomber pilot. Here I am. I'm just locked in, 65, cruising. I'm a bomber pilot.
So at that point, you said, oh, look, it's time for my 12 o'clock high.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, but I used to, thankfully, my commute, when I worked for Chevy, was pretty easy. I would, one block... Two blocks right to the cross island. Then we had the Italian cruise control, which was basically nail it and aim east.
Right. Nail it and point.
Right. Which was pretty good because, especially that car, by the time I was out of second gear.
Which car was that now?
The split bumper Camaro.
The Camaro, right.
Yeah, and pretty much by the end of second gear, I was by the marina.
Yeah.
So then by the time I was just about ready, it's just time to pull off the... Get off the pedal and you can coast into the Northern Boulevard exit there.
Nice.
But, how many times did you used to just aim it and go? I mean,
yeah,
that's just the way us kids were.
That reminds me. Yes, I used to drive a big block Camaro as a daily driver to work myself, and now you're gonna make me cry again.
I know. I'm a little.
Thanks,
I'm
Joe.
A little wistful.
See,
too.
He who bringeth good news and joy and glad tidings also taketh away.
I know. Somewhere
thanks,
there will
Joe.
Be another one coming up. Gotta find one of them between the two of us. We gotta find.
I tell you what, we meet on cloud Sirius 834B one day after when we have our wings, and we'll get whatever we want. How's that?
Yeah, that's about that. That
hey, Joe,
that's
we'll
about
call
my
you
schedule.
One. We'll call you one. I'll take this. I'll take two. Sure, okay.
I want the red one.
Listen, but we're dead, so what's the matter?
Listen to you guys. 14 years doing this, and all of a sudden it's all morbid now. Crying and morbid. This is a celebratory
well, he
show.
He brought it up.
Crying out loud.
We got cannolis.
You're
that's good.
One, you're the one crying. 516-572-7440. I was able to take my foot and slide it off the gas pedal and kind of jam it into the carpet. On my 64 Caddy that was not equipped with cruise control, and that was my cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like 60 miles an hour. You had your foot on the pedal at a certain a certain angle.
Mm-hmm.
I would take my foot and just stick it right in the carpet, into the plush carpet.
Okay.
And there it sat, and it didn't move. There was cruise
control.
Because
he was wearing
right
his father's
there.
Golf shoes. Had those cleats at the bottom.
You had to see that green AstroTurf I had for a rug.
Yeah.
516-572-7440.
But how did we get the foot out of there when it was time for the exit?
You just moved the foot over.
Extract
foot. Did you?
Stretch well, that was the good thing.
The spikes didn't really take hold.
GMs of that era, as we all know, being GM drivers, you were able to slide your foot back and forth.
Yes.
I remember when I got my Challenger, and I almost killed myself because the first time I tried to go from gas over to brake, I found out, why aren't I stopping? My foot went right, was under the brake. Mm-hmm. You had to lift your foot and bring it back to the brake. So I championed and learned the art of left foot braking with that car.
Yes.
Because you couldn't really right foot brake in any kind of a fast situation with that car. And that's with a lot of Chryslers, by the way.
Really?
I was a two-foot driver a lot because of that. Yeah.
Dusters, too, the same way, I remember.
Yeah. I would never drive with 2 feet.
You know what? I had the response time. I was quick. I was right there.
And you were right, and you were riding the brake. You were the guy I was behind, seeing the brake lights on all the time.
No, I was never a brake rider, but now I had at least the left foot knew where to go. The right foot, like I said, from training, thought was going under the brake all the time.
Wow. I just learned to pick my foot up.
Well, I tried that, but that was a lot of work. That was no fun.
That was backed and forward. Come on.
Yeah, that sucked.
I've got other stuff to think about. I can't be talking about this.
I had to switch the Boston A-track around. Come on.
You guys give advice.
You believe that?
You can't even pick your foot up.
No.
Pick up your feet.
No.
I sound like my dad.
Yeah, quit dragging those things.
You're starting to look like him, too, by the way.
My carpet.
Right.
And give me back my golf shoes.
Yeah,
smack you in the head.
My father playing golf. There's a sight. 516-572.
But look, I got this multi-tool I'll show you. Hey, why is there a box of chocolate donuts in the garbage? Who was here last?
What do you think?
Oh, okay.
516-572-7440 is the phone number. He also had a cannoli, too.
I know.
He also left those crumbs.
Critical mess.
Hey, you want to... You want to hear a drag racing story?
Let's do it.
Well, you've never heard before?
I was waiting for this.
All right, Joe, you're going to like this. This is out of Brainerd, the Brainerd Optimus Drag Strip in Tennessee, down in Chattanooga.
Ah.
They held the fastest streetcar shootout recently. This is cool. Are you going to like this?
Okay.
Okay. It's a no-prep race where the cars can't be tested on the track at all. So no prep being crucial. Tell us, now you know what no prep is.
Yeah, Chris, tell us about no prep.
Now you know.
Where the surface of the road...
The track,
is not prepped in any way. There's no... It's not heated.
No traction compound.
There's no traction. There's no bleach.
No
there's,
VHT.
There's who?
VHT.
VH. There's none of that VH1.
Right, no VH1. It's all MTV.
I don't even
no
know.
Prince.
No Prince.
No Prince.
And the cars can't be prepped. So what happens is the cars... These are... self-proclaimed street cars, so you could fill in the blank if it is or it isn't, who knows. They have to make a cruise around town at varying speeds and to see if it really can be street-worthy. And when they roll up to the track and they pair off, it's the first time on the track, right off the street. No tire changing, no test runs to get the tires dialed in, heated up, maybe to change jets, change gears, none of that. You run what you brung. So that's the no-prep part of it.
So basically, Willits Point and Franny Lou on a Friday night.
You got it.
Okay.
Now, the rules were this. There weren't a lot of rules, which was great. Any engine, trans, suspension combination, anything, run what you brung. Anything works. So you could have a 1,200-horsepower Chevelle, and a guy with a 300-horsepower Mustang could line up next to him, and it's match race. It's heads-up match race. But because the track hasn't been prepped and the cars haven't prepped themselves to the track... It's, you know, is the 1,000-horsepower guy going to go up in smoke where the other guy hooks because he had less horsepower and goes?
Right.
You don't know. So that's the beauty of it. The track is the limiting factor. Now, the organizer, you're going to love this. His name is Rusty Bridges. Yes. Jeff Bridges.
A commentary on our infrastructure.
Yes. He mandates a rule that he calls chase is a race. Now, get a load of this. Chase. That means if the two of, say, you and Chris line up at the tree, Christmas tree, to take off.
Mm-hmm.
Chris red lights and takes off. You see him red light. You now have two options. You can either decide to chase him and chase him down. So if you know you have like a twin turbo car that makes a lot of big end power.
Yeah, at the top end, yeah.
You can chase him down and win. Or you could stay at the staging light and he disqualifies because he red lit.
Right.
So that's a little rule that nobody
and you get
else...
to go...
Exactly.
So I guess you do it for bragging rights, then.
Well, then it's for bragging rights, right. Well, the winner this year was a guy named Ron Lane. He was driving a small block Chevy with nitrous equipped in a 240Z. Pretty cool car. Big
ooh, yeah.
ZL1 hood. And for all of that, he took home the bragging rights and $1,000. So it wasn't like it was, you know, high dollar stakes or high, you know, giant trophies. But they're going to be doing this, I think, every year. And
that is way cool. That's real radio.
I think we need a Motor Mouth Radio trip to Chattanooga.
Yeah.
So what are we taking, your car or mine?
Yours.
The choo-choo. Oh,
we're going to take the Pathfinder.
Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. How are you on with the Motor Mouths?
Hello, Chris. Hello, Professor Ray. Hello, Joey D. This is Howie. How you guys doing?
Ready? Oh! 3, 2, 1.
It's the Big Man!
What's up, Bubble Yum, Bubble Gum? What are you doing?
Well, we got here. We're involved right now with a special automotive project.
You're
going to rearrange the floor mats?
No.
No.
I'll tell you the truth. My daughter got a car through work. And my
she went
mom
straight through
car.
The front door, right through the lobby,
right through work,
right through the elevators, and crashed out through the back.
Is there always commentary when you guys interrupt me? Okay, it's a 2004 Toyota Corolla that needed a paint job, and we're going to sell it and you'll be able to get more money for it.
You're flipping it.
Look at you.
I'm flipping it.
The car flipper.
Wow.
That's it.
Hello.
It's like, go ahead.
Wow, you're giving me a label. Wow.
You're the big, we've already given you many labels.
Wow.
You're the big flip now.
Well, they call him Flipper. Flipper.
Stop.
Yes.
We had it painted, okay, for a reasonable cost. Matter of fact, I like the guys that did the paint job to maybe come on the radio station. I'm going to replace the front grill. I'm replacing some dash parts. I'm cleaning the car up. The car is going to look good as new and get top dollar for it.
Top dollar. How many miles on this car?
50,000.
Oh, well, that's and what year is it?
04 Toyota Corolla.
Okay,
special little car. I know of this vehicle.
Okay,
I know of its pedigree. It is a nice little car, unmolested. Yes, I might
entertain buying it for my daughter if it wasn't top dollar.
So thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what got you into this illustrious, what would you say, entrepreneurial spirit on your part? I mean, what got
well,
you?
He's watching TV.
Well, this is what I suggested to my daughter and my wife. I've probably been watching too many episodes of The Wheeler Dealer on Velocity, and I need to be a little British, as Joey D tells me.
The one show I love to hate.
And basically, you know, it's something that instead of getting a few thousand dollars, we might be able to get a little bit more. Or
what
maybe,
are the plans for the proceeds, Howie? What are the plans for the profits?
Well, that it's going to be going to my daughter.
My
daughter Diana just got engaged, and she's buying a house.
Oh, okay.
And she could use the extra money.
Well, congratulations!
Very nice.
That's good.
That. Batten down the hatches. The big man is getting into the used car business.
well, hey, you know. Might happen.
He's going to hook up with Tommy and the other car fellas out there.
A good job.
That's good. Well, okay, Howie. Well, thank you so much for the warning, and we hope you do very well.
It did come out nice, Howie. I saw the pictures. It came out excellent.
Well, that's good. We'll see you later, my brother.
It came out excellent. So, all in all, maybe we can get the guys painted this vehicle to get them on the radio station.
Well, we'll have your people call our
people. For a winter project.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later. We're taking a break.
All right. Induced haze.
Happy New Year, guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Howie. Good luck. Bye-bye. 516-572-7440 is the phone number. And remember, the Motor Mouth Radio on a group of the hour. Those laid-back drivers. That's right. If you don't mind screaming kids, meddling backseat drivers, tailgaters, or anyone in a minivan, especially one of those Asian models,
you are
part of the Motor Mouth Radio on a group of the hour. You didn't hear everything I said there, young man. We'll be coming back right after this.
Let the Motor Mouths help you with all of your car questions at 516-572-7440.
You got the touch!
Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and hear a program unlike any other. Join me, host Justin Greenberg, as I play music that I promise you're not going to hear anywhere else, and some hits that you'll be singing along to with as well. It's Saturday Rock, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 90.3 FM, WHPC, the radio voice of Nassau Community College in Garden City, New York.
Ooh, yeah!
Excuse me.
Motor Mouth Radio.
All righty. Wipe that on your sleeve and give us a call. 516-572-7440 is the phone number. Joe D in the studio. making this show 521% better all the time now. Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. And what are we doing here?
You know, Chris.
Yes, right.
I had a question you asked of me. Last week, you actually asked me if I had any New Year's resolutions. And
yes, I did.
I didn't. What about you?
I was waiting for you to ask me that question.
It only takes me about a week.
Chris, late. I want to hear this.
No one cares. No one cares about the
No, well, we don't, but we're still asking anyway. But it's, you know, the thing to do.
I always want to be better this year than I was last year.
At what?
That's it. It's pretty much well-canvassed statement.
Just in general?
It's do not stand still.
I am
forward.
Not right. I
it's
am
a
not,
very Christian fundamentalist tenet to believe
getting,
in. Very good.
I'm not getting pinpointy here. I'm not...
Oh, because you don't want me to hold your feet to the fire when you don't do so good. Is that what it is? Hey, you said you're going to be better and you're not. I didn't mean that.
I can see this now.
No, that's
all on Vaughn Live TV, folks.
You saw the daddy look.
The daddy look was there.
What you've not seen, folks,
is the can of Sterno that just ignited down behind the shop bench.
I got the finger. I got the moving teeth. I got the big yellow eyes. I got the whole daddy look right there.
Oh, boy. All right. What about you, Joe?
I'm just trying.
I just want to continue to stay out of trouble.
Too late, after today, you're done, man.
You're screwed.
That's it. We're done with that.
Forget it.
Yeah, on the 3rd of January, that's it.
If you saw a Sterno can, now there's a propane bottle over there, just a 30-pounder just lit up.
Actually, I was thinking of continuing my education. I was thinking actually maybe...
Okay.
There was a couple things I was looking at to do career-wise, but I don't have the educational chops.
All right, well, it's never too late to learn. I went back to school later in life, and I found out every time I go back, I'm a better student than the time before. Because
right.
You have more invested in it. I think you have, you know, you realize the, you do it for the right reason, you go all in.
Right, and smoking in the boys' room is now frowned upon even more, so you can't even do it.
That's true.
So now I have more time to actually start.
It's vaping in the boys' room.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So we are now embarking on the 14th year of Motormouth Radio. Started in 2002 with that man, the Bronc, was integral in kicking this mess off and making it what it is. I mean, he had started this with me. I mean, we had started, I can't call it a false start, but it had a six-month run without him. But yeah, he was the one that brought it into the 20th century, and I think we have brought it into the 21st
century.
You know,
too, yeah. I came in at 04.
Yeah, yeah. We have been running how long now? 2004. The end
quite
of 2004.
Quite the long-running relationship, you guys. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And pretty much, if I have to say, go to your neutral corners.
Yeah.
You people don't get to see that.
No, no. See, that's good.
It's the towel snap that's really scary.
And now that we bring the, what would you say, the intelligence and the foresight down from the clouds.
The eye in the sky has been lassoed and pulled down from its safety and its safe perch and
right, to the, what to would
the
you call it?
Gooey depths of the greasy earth.
I would just attribute it to a hole in the gas bag.
The Hindenburg has exploded.
We've been called worse.
No, I'm the gas bag, let's face it.
Oh, watch out.
And we're just the hole.
The humanity. Oh.
We're very glad to see Joe on board. He's going to take the show into the 22nd century if we're...
Yeah, I have to beam something up. Yeah, come on, call up with them questions, you know.
Well, we got about 2 minutes, so it'd have to be a very fast question.
But the beauty of it is, you know, there was a show many years ago where we kind of gave our bios on the air. You know, Joe has a very well-rounded bio himself. He's not just a late model tech guy.
You calling me fat again?
I said you're not. He's also a, you know, an old school tech guy, old school see the pants. Joe has knuckle-dragging experience. I say that with a lot of praise because I would say I do too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a badge of honor, I think, from the streets.
I grew up in the old school end of it. And the main reason why I ended up doing tech stuff was because one of my bosses found out that I could fit on the dashboards and read a wiring diagram.
And in trunks.
I just couldn't do all the bulwark. So I was like, hey, kid, just get under there.
Joe, I think the best part of it is you're able to blend seamlessly, especially with explanations. The new modern technology with an old school explanation that bridges the gap between not knowing what someone's talking about and being able to understand it.
Very
and that
true.
Is an art form in itself.
Very,
well,
very true.
Thank you very much. Hopefully I'll be able to live up to that high praise over there. And
folks, if you got a question, you call, and we don't know the answer off the top of our heads,
yes,
we will research it for you. You know what? If you've
send
got
an
something,
email.
Yes, we'll shoot you out an email. I'll get you a wiring diagram. I'll get you a flow chart, or at least maybe I'll just go get a cup of coffee and think about it.
I sent our buddy Bill in Freeport the Volvo stuff, and I think the reply he sent back was, "That's it. I burned the car. I'm buying a Saab."
A Saab?
Yeah.
Okay. Frying pan, fire, body parts in the door jam.
Yeah, right. Slam hard now.
For Joe D, Ray Guarino, I'm Chris Switzer. This is Motormouth Radio. And always remember the best advice you ever have gotten from us, other than the fact that we will talk on Thursday, is don't follow us home. See ya.
Bye. See ya.